Rufus T. Rufus, the residential lawyer here for the Bumper Podcast. Today we're going to be doing a little bit of litigating for some cases that have come to my attention here. I will be the prosecutor. I will be the defender. I will be the judge. I will also be the stenographer. I will probably be drawing the pictures as well as the dog. Oh, my word. Now, who?
Here he is.
Here he is. Give it up.
It's me. Oh, hi, yeah. Everybody. It's me. Doodle Poodle. I've been trying to decide what the best way to say my name is, because sometimes when I say my name, people look at me kind of funny. But not funny in any kind of like ha 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 way, but more like funny in a what's this dog even talking about way. And then I realize that they are looking at me funny because my name is Doodle Poodle and I'm not even making any drawings for them. So then I start to make some doodles and everything gets all better all the time. Right?
Hi.
Right.
Right. Hey, hey guys. It is me, Natty Bumper Car, and I do not know what I've touched. That's right. You're in the booth. I turned your microphone off. So you're just going to have to sit there for a second. Sorry, everybody. A little inside baseball there. This is Natty Bumper Car. It is my show, The Bumper Podcast. And evidently, Rufus T. Rufus, our lawyer, and Doodle Poodle snuck into the sound booth over there. And I don't know what they were about to do. Some sort of courtroom drama on The Bumper Podcast. But now that I'm here, I can kind of take charge and we can see, I think what I'm going to do, because I feel bad, because they do have the studio blocked off right now. They are supposed to be here, but I was kind of listening in because I can do that from my office, and I didn't understand what they were doing. So I will bring them back in, but then I will kind of mitigate whatever insanity happens. So in advance, I apologize. And hey, how you doing? I'm glad you're here. Thanks for being here. So without further ado, here is Rufus T.
Rufus T. Yeah, hi there. Thank you for cracking the microphone, Mr. Bumper Car. As you said, because we can hear what you're saying in there, as you can hear what we're saying in here, as well as what you say in there, we had the studio blocked off for this time, and I do not appreciate, okay. And I do believe that it breaks the terms of endearment that you have steadily stated forth and placed upon the wording of the studio usage, and the policy is the policy, and we will not be broken if you do understand what I'm saying. My friend.
I agree everything that he said, and I didn't actually read the words, and I don't even know if I ever got them.
What?
And so, to be honest,
they were in your cubicle.
The fact that I didn't get them, I think that you're breaking the rules on that.
They were in
one,
your cubicle.
Two?
Put them in there.
Right? I got so.
Well, now, what my friend here, Mr. Poodle, is saying is that you never, in fact, got his signatory on the piece of preparatory. And so, in fact, you are broken all the rules from left to right, from front to center, Mr. Bumper Car. So, if you interrupt us again, my friend,
I'm
going to have to litigate.
Oh, really?
You understand what I'm saying, sir?
Yeah.
I am going to have to take this junket to the junket. Okay.
I think you were trying to say you were trying to take this. You're gonna take this junket to the trunket, which doesn't even make sense. And the fact that I am now able to kind of figure out what you're trying to say kind of makes me terrified because I don't want to be able to speak Rufus.
And now, a quick word from one of our sponsors.
I'm so busy, but luckily I discovered Picnic. It is an organizational app for my family. I can enter events into a shared calendar. We have to-do lists, shopping lists, and even recipes. So you should totally go do it. Go get organized. Just go to picnic.com/get started to set up your account and use promo code PODPIC for 30 days of Picnic Premium for free. That's Picnic, PICNIIC.com/get started and promo code PODPIC. sick. So go and get organized today.
We now return you to whatever in the world it was that you were listening to just before the commercial here on the Bumper Podcast. Good luck. You're probably going to need it.
I'm sorry. That's not a slander.
That's a slight. That is abruptly inappropriate. And I, sir, do declare that my time here is done. I will be leaving, and I do not know if I will be coming back. If you run into any issues revolving around the law, then I do so hope that you have coverage from some other lackey or whatever you desire. Because I, sir, will not.
Don't take this
punishment.
There's no punishment.
From you. I've had a rough day as it is.
Are you?
And I don't. Hold on a second.
Are you okay?
Hold on a second. I'm getting
Rufus.
Is he crying?
Yeah, he's crying.
Rufus.
I'm just going to turn your microphone off. Yeah, I'm going to turn it off.
You turn that microphone.
Sir, just hold on. I'm pushing the button.
This is making me very. As a poodle who is normally very in touch with his emotions
and
very open to, you know, making sure that I express what I'm feeling, I don't really like being stuck in this room.
No, okay.
This classroom with a microphone and this poor sad man.
I'm not a sad man.
Okay.
Could you like
Rufus,
me
you're back
to
on the air. I'm sorry.
Drawing? Because usually when I make drawings, it makes people smile.
That's nice. That's a good.
I don't know if that's what's gonna make me happy or not. Listen, here's what happened.
Yeah, Rufus, can you just talk? I mean, I guess since we're here and we have the microphones and everything set up and we're this far in, I feel like you should just talk to us and let us know what's going on and we'll see if we can make it better.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Now, here's what happened to me today.
Oh, are you going to tell us now?
You just hush, puppy. Now, here's the thing. I was at my favorite watering hole / restaurant food emporium extravaganza. I'm about to eat my favorite food. Now, I had gone there specifically because I wanted some stuffed mushrooms. You understand? It's what I always eat on Thursday.
Oh, on Thursday? But it's not.
But then I come to find out that, in fact, it is not even Thursday in the least. It is Tuesday. I had looked at the calendar, and the calendar had said there was a T. I saw the T, and I saw the U. You know Thursday's got a U in it as well. And then the day at the end. I saw T, and I saw U, and I saw day, and you know they ain't got no stuffed mushrooms in the restaurant in Foodaborium on Tuesday. That is crab fritter day. And so I have to tell you, I am highly allergic to crab fritters.
I love crab fritters. That's why I'm always there on Tuesday. They say Tuesday crab fritters, doodle poodles, favorite day. It's like that.
You've never gone to a restaurant, Doodle Poodle. They don't let dogs in restaurants, first off. But second off, I am with you on the crab fritters. I do not like them. I'm not allergic to them, but I don't like shellfish. But that's not true because I do like shrimp. But here's the weird thing with shrimp. I like shrimp scampi. It's over here by itself. You put that in pasta. Yuck. I like steamed shrimp with some Old Bay. That's delicious. Or I guess that's boiled shrimp. Shrimp on the Barbie. Fan. I'm a big fan. Shrimp by themselves. Yes. But you get a scallop near me. You get a lobster near me. You get a crab near me.
No,
you get any of that stuff.
No, sir.
Escargot? Escargot? That's what I say. None of it. Just keep it away from me. And even shrimp I'm weird on.
Yeah.
So as you were.
I'm going to keep on going as this was my story. And I'm not as sad as I used to be because you kept talking. And now I feel like my emotional stake in the ground has been locked out, and I don't have as much to talk about, but it's just fine. I do not like this Tuesday meal. I'm allergic to it. I will go to the hospital. In fact, just being in the restaurant, it was in the air. I started to get a little sick. have to tell you, sir, I sicked in my hat. My hat is now gone, and that is, in fact, why I am most sad. I did not get my stuffed mushrooms, and I lost my
hat. Really, your hat is
so
gone?
When you ask me why I'm having a rough day, that's why I'm having a rough day.
We should draw you a new hat.
Okay.
I'm going to draw a picture of you with your hat on. It's going to be great.
Hey, doodle. Guys, I'm so sorry. It's me, Pig, Aloysius J. Pig, and I'm noticing on the schedule that your time is officially up because I'm about to do my podcast, which is supposed to be called a Pig Pen Podcast, but it's a kid's show, but it ain't happening right yet because we got to think of a new name.
I'm gonna
so you guys skadoot.
Okay,
sorry you're crying.
Thanks,
sorry you had a rough
time.
Sorry, everybody.
It's Mike Dern, Aloysius
J. Pig.
Day, anybody got a good name for Pig's podcast?
Oh.
Send it into Bumper Car.
Yeah,
do that for me,
please.
Okay?
How about Rude Pig, huh?
That's not a good name for a podcast. Have a great day, guys, everybody!